My name is Allie Paulson. I am 13 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with Dakota Karvosky, who is my cousin. We are recording this interview in Northampton, Pennsylvania. What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family. I love that everyone is all together for the holidays, and I love seeing them any chance I get.
Who are your grandparents, your great-grandparents? Do you have any memories of them, and what kind of work did they do?
I don't have any memories of my great-grandparents. They both passed away when I was a baby or before I was born. But I do have a lot of memories with my grandparents. My grandparents are Cindy Funk and Richard Funk. My grandfather, who I call my pop-op, worked at Keystone Cement. And my grandmother used to work at Northampton High School, and now she's retired. She was a teacher's aide, and she worked in special education. I have tons of memories with them, mostly going to Disney. We would go to Disney almost every year. I've been going with them since I was 2 years old, and we always have a lot of fun there. Christmas is always a good memory. We always spend Christmas with them and all the other holidays. And they're the best grandparents ever.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share with me?
Classic family joke is probably our cousin Ashley was making a sandwich for our uncle when she was little, and our uncle said to go make a half of a sandwich. And so she went in and made the sandwich, and she came back out and she said, "Now what do I do with the other half?" And that's a joke that we always bring up. And I don't know, I feel like we have a lot of like family inside jokes. Nathan makes a lot of puns all the time. That's our cousin, my brother. And songs, I think our newest song is "You'll Be in My Heart." I think we all tear up a little bit when we hear that song because it was played at my pop-op's funeral. So that's kind of our family song now, and we always love Disney music, too.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it?
Everyone in my family calls me Coda. I think it just kind of happened that way because my name's Dakota, and they shortened it. My cousin Avery did not know that my full name was Dakota until we were probably 6 or 7 years old. So everyone calls me Coda. I also get called Coda Bear. My mom calls me Baby Doll. And my friends used to call me Tater because I look like a tater tot.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I first started out by living with my grandparents and my mom. And I also lived with my cousin Avery and my Aunt Kelly. And we were all in that same house until I finally moved when I was around 2 or 3. And I lived in Bethlehem. And that was really fun. I went to Spring Garden Elementary School, and then I moved again to Nazareth in the 5th grade, and I spent the rest of my time there until I went off to college. I had a really good childhood. It was a lot of fun. I got to go to Disney and vacations. We went to Niagara Falls. I was always outside, and I loved swimming. My grandparents used to have a pool. I loved doing that. We would always go to the zoo and go to trips to Valley Forge and things like that. So I had a really fun childhood.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
I have one sibling. His name is Nathan. He's younger than me by 7 years. Very close with him. I was always more like a mom figure, and like I was always a really protective big sister. We never fought or anything. Yeah, and he's my best friend.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
I had a ton of jobs when I was a teenager. I started off at 15 working for a swimsuit warehouse, and that was called A&H Swimwear, and we would basically just go around and scan things. We had these little scanners, and we would go and scan the swimsuits and put them on these racks, and they would have these racks that would hang from the ceiling, and you would put them on this like conveyor belt, and they would all get taken down to get packaged and sent out. And that's what I did. And then I stopped working there because it was seasonal. And then I started working for a nursing home, a retirement home, and I was a server there. And then I worked at an Italian restaurant called Pizzaville. And I was there for about 5 years, and I would work there on and off. And then I worked for a couple other restaurants, like Brick in Bethlehem, in a place called Still City, over where I go to school, where I go to college. So I had a couple jobs. I would mostly use the money I earned towards my car, towards my gas. I love to shop, so I would shop with it and buy my own clothes and food and stuff like that. And now I just use my money to pay my bills.
Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was with and where it happened.
My first kiss happened at the movie theater. I was in the first grade, and I was there with my mom and his mom. His name was Connor Orcutt. And we were sitting next to each other, and the people in the movie kissed each other. And so he turned his head and kissed me. And then he kissed me again. And then he kissed me again. And my mom saw the third time, so she came and she sat between us.
How did you find your way to your current job or career?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, but I started off as a sociology major because I thought I wanted to be in social work. I thought I wanted to do drug abuse counseling. And then when I got to school, I decided that that's not really something that I felt like I wanted to do anymore. And I did a complete 180, and I switched to hospitality management. So I decided that since I worked in a lot of restaurants and loved doing that, it was something I really enjoyed because I think that food makes people happy, and I like events and parties and things like that. I went into banquet and catering services and food and beverage management. So since I love Disney, I decided to apply for the Disney program, and that's why I am currently going to be working at Disney World in food and beverage.
Tell me what your relationship was like with Pop Pop and why you want to talk about him.
I want to talk about him because he was one of the most important people in, I think, all of our lives, but mostly my life. I got to spend 21 years with him since he recently passed, and he was just the best guy. He was always happy. He was always joking. I think we all talked about how he had the best one-liners, best jokes and stuff, and he was just the happiest guy, and he did everything for us, and he really gave his life to his family. Everything was about family with him. He worked so hard. I remember him getting up, like, I think it was like 4 a.m. just to go to work, and he didn't have to be there till 7. And then even on the weekends when we would go sleep over there, he would still be up super early, and I would walk out, and he'd be reading the paper, and he'd hand me the cartoons, and he'd pour cereal because he didn't really know how to cook anything. And I remember watching The Wiggles with him when we were little. That was his favorite show, and he used to love to watch SpongeBob with us, and of course Disney movies, and I don't know, he came everywhere with us. He would come to the zoo with us, even when he wasn't feeling good. After he started to get sick, he still came everywhere with us and still walked around. And I think it was just really hard to lose someone that special.
What is a normal day like for you?
Well, currently I'm just finishing school before I go to Disney to work, and I have 3 jobs, so depending on what day it is, I'm working one of the 3 jobs. I work at a tanning salon, a nail salon, both as receptionists, and then I work at a restaurant called Roseanne's Everyday Gourmet. And a normal day is I'll get up. I'll definitely have to start with coffee because I don't start any day without coffee. I'm obsessed. And then I will go to class. I'm taking hospitality management classes, so I'll go to class, and then I will usually go to work, and I'll usually be at work until either 8 or 9 at night. And then I usually come home, I make something to eat, because I usually like to cook my own food, And then I usually watch Netflix and do homework and study and all that cool stuff.